Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all. Welcome to the Randy R. Duke Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. I trust everyone is having a great day. First, I want to say congratulations to Ireland for passing marriage equality. Congratulations to you guys. Let's begin with a chat about Sarah Palin. Now, we all know what kind of nut job this woman is, and what comes out of her mouth is pure bullshit. And she thinks the public is dumb, and we cannot think for ourselves. I swear this woman hears voices like Joan of Arc. As I was reading the New Civil Rights Movement website, there is a story about her defending Josh Duggar experiments. And what struck me in that is she thinks child molestation is an experiment. To me, an experiment is what scientists do to try to come up with cures for diseases, not child molestation. She makes no sense whatsoever. She's factless and just a big yawn. The people that like her, I implore you to just tune her out. I mean, she's just the biggest piece of shit besides any other Republican running for office. So she's had a time in the spotlight. It's just time to just ignore her and everything. She just needs to shut it. Because anyone who defends a child molester, in my book, is a piece of garbage. It really is. Now that we're on the subject of Josh Duggar, this man deserves everything that's going to be thrown at him, if anything. But, you know, to stick up for a child molester, I can't stomach that. He deserves to be in jail, like every other child molester in the world. But we go on to other things. Speaking about Republicans, they killed the bill that would extend veterans' benefits to married same-sex families. It's actually saying, okay, you put your life on the line for our country, and when you come home, screw you. I don't know about you guys out there. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz voted against it, and Rubio and Graham didn't even vote. Didn't even give it the consideration that it needed to take care of our veterans. Totally disgusting. Totally shocking. But what can you say from Republicans? You know, you try to come up with something, you know, to help one another, and they shoot it down. I mean, may sound angry, but yeah, I am angry. I mean, it's a crock. It really is. I know it's for benefits for same-sex armed forces families, but I want to say everyone who is a veteran should have everything that is definitely owed to them. It is also outrageous that this vote was done quietly. Didn't these Republicans know it would come out? Congratulations to you guys for making yourselves look like an even bigger jackasses than you guys already are. Congrats. Congrats on that. I mean, you guys are digging yourselves a bigger grave. I mean, and speaking of Ted Cruz, the most vile one of this Republican Kennel Club list of people who want or think they have a shot at the White House, listen, dude, you've been pissing people off since the first day of your announcement for running for president, and all I've seen is your relentless attack on gay citizens of the United States. You haven't even talked about any of the issues like homelessness, Social Security, anything like that. But you continue on your path of going after the minority of gay people. I mean, this is your base for your campaign? Let me tell you, that sounds really ridiculous. And not someone that we should have as President of the United States. I mean, it's just, you think you're going to get elected just by hitting or striking against gay people? No. They're not going to take it. And you know what? They shouldn't take it. In New York, we can get married, no problem. Yes, I plan on getting married soon. Congratulations to me and Anthony. Yes. But you know what? Everybody should have the right to do what they want to do. And nobody should stand in the way of someone else's happiness. Think again if this is your ploy to get into the president's or president's office as the elected president. Now, it's not going to stand. You know, we don't need you or any of this kennel club list of Republicans to be president. You know, this, you know, it's bigoted, it's immoral, it's asinine. You try to play it off as saying, you know, as a religious belief, but you know what? It's bigotry and hatred that is coming from you guys. And it shouldn't be tolerated in any way, shape, or form. You know, missing a bigger picture here, there is a reason for separation of church and state. Read about it. You'll find it interesting, and you might learn something. Cross Republicans, because somebody else needs the wood. You know, in this month, oh, by the way, happy Pride Month to everybody out there. And speaking about Pride Month, you know, as the Supreme Court deliberates on same-sex marriage, I solemnly hope it gets passed for everyone out there. I swear to you, I hope it passes. And when it does, it will be a beautiful thing in the U.S. Things have to change. You know, every day you have something different to eat for breakfast, right? Lunch or dinner. It has to change. And this is a great step in the right direction. Me, personally, I would like to see everybody happy as I am. You know, I would like to see everyone happy in their lives as everyone else. You know, the right to get married, the right to love who you want. You know, this is, the bullshit has got to stop. I mean, like I said in the beginning of this, you come up with something that's going to help somebody, whether it's you or someone else you love or someone you care about or whatever. It's like the Republicans shoot everything down. Just like the veterans thing that they just shot down. And then you have on the new Civil Rights Movement website the picture of the senator that was standing there with a big smirk on his face. Like, oh, I won over. These gay people are not going to get the rights that they so solemnly deserve, like everybody else. It says in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. Everyone should have the right, and as soon as the Supreme Court passes the same-sex marriage, it will be bring a new meaning for everyone in the United States. I mean, I hope they do the right thing for everyone. And, you know, I hear a lot about this thing, you know, if you say something against something that, you know, you're bigoted, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? When you keep hearing the same thing and you try to justify, you know, as these Republicans do, they try to justify it with religious beliefs. It's a front. And I'm just getting a bit aggravated out of it. I don't know. A lot of other people are getting aggravated. Because it's the same stuff that these Republicans keep saying out of their mouths. Day in and day out. Enough is enough. You know, I mean, I want everybody happy. I want everybody to choose what they want out of life. Standing up and actually being counted works. So I implore everyone. Tell the GOP to go to hell. Not America, when some people have the basic rights and some people don't. Everybody deserves the same damn rights. Now, I don't want this to be a total thing, but I wanted to blast the GOP for doing what they've been doing and getting away with it, telling you what you can and cannot do. It's not right. But anyway, stepping back from that for now, I mean, I want to give a quick shout out because I found a story online that I thought was pretty cool. Outrageously cool. There was a school in McKinney, Texas. Now, a seventh grader came out as being gay, and other students were wearing T-shirts that said, "Gay, okay." I absolutely loved reading that story because you know what? It tells me that the future generation of this country is going to be a lot more tolerable than the times that we're in now. Makes me so proud of these students that they actually took a stand against something. And to the administration that actually had a problem with it, you guys make me sick. Kids standing up for what they believe. Isn't it time for them to do it? And saying it's okay to be whatever you want to be, whatever you are, it's okay. And everything else should be like that. But you know what? There are a lot of douchebags out, like Ted Cruz, Rubio, you know, all of these people that think they're perfect for the White House. No. Stand against these people for ruining every little thing. I've held my tongue, and you know what? A lot of my friends on Facebook go, "Well, why do you do this? Well, why do you say this?" Because you know what? Because someone has to. I see other people getting angry about, you know, stories about, you know, the pizza place, the ones that said they wouldn't give a wedding cake or whatever. Who the hell in their right mind wants pizza at their wedding anyway? I certainly don't. You know, that completely was retarded of them to say. It was completely wrong, just wrong. But, you know, it's just getting back to the kids. I applaud you guys at Forbian Middle School in McKinney, Texas, for standing up for what you believe. Anyway, speaking of Texas, we had a story the other day about, what was her name? Oh, Jennifer Bradford. And this petition, which actually made me laugh because it was so ridiculous, so mind-blowing that actually somebody would actually come up with a petition like this to take away Jenner's medals. Is there something wrong with the water in Texas? Or does Jennifer Bradford enjoy being a bigoted, backwards idiot? You know, when I was in Texas, I was down there for a year. I loved it. You know, I have friends down there. Trust me, not everybody down there is a bigoted idiot, as this woman is. Can't even say supposedly. She showed her true colors by doing this petition. I mean, when I went through what the petition entailed, I mean, now it has 14,031 supporters. Totally disgusting. Jenner won the medals as Bruce. Enough. And the, you know, Jennifer, do you have nothing better to do with your time than to come up with a ridiculous petition like this? Totally out of your mind, number one. I mean, you don't have nothing better to do with your life, for fuck's sake? And the funniest thing I thought of when you try to search for Jennifer Bradford or try to see if she has a picture up where, you know, in the right-hand corner, it says you have to be friends or know her to see her info. Wow, piece of crap that talks a lot of smack behind a computer and doesn't want to show herself? Interesting. You know, well, to end that, since the IOC has made the determination, I think change.org should void out the petition and get it off their site once and for all. Right now, it's just taking up space. Quite like Jennifer Bradford. But anyway, I have to make a shout out to Lewis and Desiree Matos in Staten Island, New York, where this show is being broadcast from, on their website for Hip Hop Facts. Please go to their website if you like hip hop music. Got the lowdown on every hip hop artist, videos, music, anything you can think of. It's a great website, and I think everyone would quite enjoy it. Again, it's HIPHOPFACT.com. Now, I have about 12 minutes left of this show because I only did a half hour. You know, every week I'm going to be doing a new show. This week it had to be about gay rights and, you know, having, you know, marrying whoever the hell you want. No one should ever have the right to tell you what you can and cannot do. I can't stress this enough. Now, in my next few shows, there's going to be latest news, politics, LGBTQ rights, and much, much more. I mean, the news does give you a lot to work with, but you know what? It angers me that we actually have to, you know, defend it. Why don't we just do what Ireland did and be done with it instead of trying to fight every day for the same rights and privileges? Everybody should have them. Not rocket science. It really isn't. I mean, whatever. I mean, a lot of people actually saw my comments about, let's talk about this for a few minutes, the Westboro Baptist Church. Now, I posted a very big comment on a few websites. I've even had a lot of things. You know, and it gets on your nerves that you have to keep repeating yourself. You know, as of last night when I went to my Facebook page, I says, something on the lines of, can't we just send Fred Phelps, Pat Robertson, and all the Republicans as a package deal to hell? I mean, that to me would be, I would have a great party after that. But you know what? Yeah, everybody does have a right to their opinion, freedom of speech, and whatever. But you know what? Learn about what you're going to talk about first. And from actually seeing comments on different websites, learn how to spell. You know, it just boggles the mind when somebody, you know, types something really quick and just screws it up by like, and then you say, what am I reading? It really is terrible. I mean, as you can see that I'm harping on the Republicans, yes, I'll admit, I am for Hillary Clinton. I think she's the best. And if I see one more thing about emails, she gave them up. She gave every single email that she had up. And you know what? If there was a problem, she would be in hot water. And you know what? Going back to that Benghazi thing of where she said, what difference does it make? I want to reiterate why she said that. And to clear the record a little bit for people that actually jump to conclusions without listening first. The senator asked her a question. Why do you think we were attacked? Because it was somebody just going out for a walk and decided to kill four Americans? Or was it in protest? The reason why she said, what difference does it make, is because it doesn't... What difference does it make if it was in protest or someone just going out and killing four Americans? What difference does it make how it was done? It was done, she said. Can't reiterate that enough. When people listen to a story, but they're not listening to the whole story, they hear what they want to hear. And it just makes me sick. And that means people are not well informed on an issue. And it gets misconstrued, 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 misconstrued. And people go, oh, well, how could you vote for her? She did this, she did that. You know what? She proved herself. Can't reiterate that enough. And that's why I think she's going to be our first of the United States. She knows what to do. She's a hard worker. And she can beat out any of the Republican pieces of crap, especially Ted Cruz, Rubio, and I definitely think the United States can agree we don't need another Bush in office. With everything that they've been spewing out of their mouth against her and everything like that, it just makes me laugh. Because you know what? When a person spews something out of their mouth, it usually means they're scared of the person. And you know what? They're showing a very, you know, very good thing that they are scared of her. They're scared that she's going to do the right thing for the United States as President of the United States. You know, it just makes me sick that, you know, you have misinformed people. Get with the program, people. Because you know what? As the days go on, the Republicans want to take your rights away. Slowly but surely, they will achieve what they want. And it is up to you to take a stand and do what's right. You know, we still have a long way to 2016. And you know what? I solemnly hope that everything will be okay. And everything for future generations to come. But you know what? All of us have to work on it to try to get things to move smoothly instead of against one another. Loving one another. Caring for one another. Like I said, who knows? Tomorrow is not promised. But anyway, I had a great time here and, you know, getting a lot of things off my chest that I've been thinking about, that I've been swirling around in my head about. It's just, we all have to come together and work together. Can't be just like, oh, well, this, you know, group pisses me off with their hate speech or this or that, blah, blah, blah. Can't go through life doing that. Can't go through life with somebody stepping on you. say, excuse me, this is not the way it should be. You know, in New York, you know, this month we have the Pride Parade and everything, which I will be going to. I will be having the time of my life. You know, I have a lot of friends, a lot of close friends, you know, that are gay, straight, bi, yellow, tan, green, purple, whatever they are. You know what? They take me for face value and I take them for face value. You have to just learn to say screw it sometimes. But I don't think we will achieve it with all of the Republican hatred towards everybody, for that matter. Not just gay people, everybody. Like I said, as soon as something good comes for some other group or whatever, they destroy it. And it's not right. When it could help somebody else, and they say no, whatever, United States people have to say, hold up, wait a minute, we ain't going to stand for this no more. They seem to forget. They work for us. We do not work for them. They have to get this through their thick skulls. I implore everybody, get out, sign up to vote, and let's change America for the better. Can't stress that enough. So, I have about 1 minute and 50 seconds left for this show. So, I'm going to talk about something on a nicer level. Love, friendship, all of that. Everybody should have, no matter who they are, what color their skin is, whatever. Let's all come together and make better lives for everyone. And that is my show. That is my show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope I wasn't too on a soapbox that much. But I will let everybody know that my new book, Wicked, which will be out in a few weeks, it will be on Amazon, CreateSpace, and other book outlet. In a couple of weeks, it will be on sale for everyone to buy. And I hope everybody enjoys it. And like I enjoyed doing this show today because it got a lot off my chest. And I do hope, again, everybody has a wonderful and fantastic day throughout the week. And have a great weekend. And I will be on the air soon.